Are they gypsies?
Well, I wouldn't classify them as gypsies. To me, gypsies are more nomadic.
They just seem different from the other inhabitants of El Paso.
Yes. I don't know. There's a lot of drugs in Sunland Park. For one thing. And the people there are very hot-tempered. Why, I don't know, but they are. And I'll tell you another place that people are strange.
Where?
Chaparral.
Oh.
The people at Chaparral are the people who moved out there because they didn't want to be next to anybody because they can't get along with anybody. And they're out there by themselves and they don't want to be bothered. Now that, I've said that to people, and they said, well, why are they any different? And I explained that to them. And, well, they just can't understand it.
That's what my mom used to say about Silver City. Now it's a little different. Now that people are retiring, they're building these really nice houses and stuff in Silver. It's gotten a little
more civilized?
A little more presentable.
But I don't know. I have been in Sunland Park delivering a vehicle 10, 11 o'clock at night, or even later. This guy says, well, I'll go inside and get the money. And he's so damn drunk he can't stand up hardly. So he goes inside. Here's these bunch of people, men, sitting on top of this high rock wall, singing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and throwing rocks at people and everything else. And this guy wanted me to unhook the car before he went and got the money. I says, no. I says, I got to see the money first. So he's gone about 35, 40 minutes.
That's scary.
Here I am sitting out there, no police protection or anything else. Nobody knew exactly where I was. I've got a radio there, but that's all. And so finally this old boy comes along, one good Samaritan, says, who are you looking for? I says, well, I don't know. I says, the owner of this car said he went through that door there and he said he went in there to get the money. He says, I'll get him. So he went in there in about 15 minutes. Well, here he come with the guy and the money. But God, I was beginning to get a bit nervous.
I would have called the police.
You know, I mean, for what?
Yeah.
Nothing had happened. You call the police after the guy's already dead. Or they say, what do you call me for? Isn't that right?
I don't know if they'd say that, though. I mean, if you're in Sunland Park, and they'd probably...
Well, they knew me real well. I knew the officers. And usually, they gave me good cover. I will give them that. If there was a dangerous situation.
That's good.
They were... there was this guy in his house one night. And they wanted me to pick up his car, which was parked outside. There was an armed officer on every side of that house. So he couldn't sneak out any direction. They says, you hook that thing and you get the hell out of here.